Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Bombing with Eric Andre, the podcast where I talk with friends, comedians, musicians, and other creative people about their worst moments on stage, at life, really anywhere in this dimension. Today, we have my good friend, comedian Sydney Washington on the podcast, who sat down with us to talk about how she started a fire in her childhood home and how to survive a breakup, aka a relationship bomb. You know the deal. We publish new episodes every week. Rate us 5 stars and check out Big Money Players Diamond on Apple Podcasts to get exclusive weekly bonus content. Plus ad-free episodes. Let's get into it.
Bombing. Bombing with Eric Andre.
So you know the premise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have some stories lined up.
Oh, yeah, of course. And they're recent, too.
Recent bombs.
When I got the email, I was like, bombing. I don't know nothing about that. And then I was like, actually.
Can you tell us what happened?
I'll start with the one that was like maybe 3 months ago.
Okay.
I was in Detroit. I was in House of Comedy.
You were touring or just a one-off?
One-off. I've been hitting up spots, but I haven't like actually put, you know, do the graphic where on tour, you know, I didn't do any of that. So I'm in Detroit, House of Comedy. Meanwhile, it's home of where my ex lives.
Yes. Is she in the...
She is in Detroit. She moved.
Is she in the audience?
No.
Okay.
She was actually going to come see a show. Thank goodness. she moved back to Detroit. She bought a house. She is...
Are you guys civil or something?
We're lesbians. Of course, we're still friends. Civil, we're still in a group chat together with her family. Okay. And she has a new girlfriend. And we're all BFFs. It's fine.
You're fine with it.
We're living great.
Okay.
So... I'm there in Detroit. I'm feeling good. I was like, this is going to be a great weekend. No. Jill Scott is performing across the street from House of Comedy.
Okay.
And it is sold out. And then 2 doors down, I think Mike Epps, people from Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon are in.
Oh, so the audience was spread.
Spread out. The whole strip was of important people that was way more important than me. So when I tell you the sales were low.
That's not true. I don't like to hear you say that.
They were of
equal importance.
Of equal importance, yes. But when I tell you when I walked into the room, it was not. It showed me that I was like, oh, wow. Are people here? So
it was empty.
It was not empty, but it also was not. It was probably like 20 people.
Okay.
And it's a big, pretty big room.
Right.
So the first show was, because I did 4 shows. So the first show was decent, you know, a small crowd, but they fucked with me, so it was great. The next show, it started pouring raining, and it took us a while to get people in, and they were like, we might have to call it. And I said, if we call it, God's plan.
Yeah.
But they didn't. A group of 15 older black people come in. And I said, yes, that's my people.
It was
so good. I was like, family's here.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I actually hate my family. Why? This is a bad sign.
Why?
So I start talking about I'm gay. They immediately.
They're very homophobic.
They were like, absolutely not. So then I'm like, I'm literally 10 minutes in and I'm like, oh shit, I got a whole hour. These people really not fucking with me. So they're not laughing with me. They're laughing at me. And now they're yelling at me. They're like, no. You just haven't had the right dick yet.
Oh my God.
That type of homophobia. They were like, God will take care of you. Like that yelling at me. And it's like not, it's a small room. So the echoing, you're bouncing off. And there's like men, women, cousins, all this. And so I stopped. I said, wait a minute. Why are y'all here? And they all was like, one of the women, our cousin told us to come here. Uh-huh. And so I was like, so it's your fault. So then they all started laughing because I was like, so it's your fault, cousin, uh-huh. that everybody hates me. Because you didn't tell them that I'm gay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so you know what that means. You're gay. Because they're trying to figure out why the fuck you wanted to come see me. So then they said any and every homophobic thing that you could possibly say. And the club, no security. They could have rushed me. They could have did a hate crime.
Yeah,
they could
have
thrown a Stacey Adams shoe at me. Anything could have happened to me. Nobody stopped them. It was so bad that the young white girls were like, we like your jeans. Susan, you're not saving me right now. This is not a helpful thing.
Were they like middle school kids?
Oh, no. They were...
They had like hatred in their heart.
Yes, yeah. There was one guy that I had asked him a question. He's like, I'm not listening to you. And then they all laughed. It felt like cafeteria, right? But for people who are almost in a nursing home. So it was... I had never, and then again, I'm waiting. I was like, this would be a perfect time for my ex to just roll up with her girlfriend to come and see this and be like, yes, I'm in a better place. This is why we broke up. You know what I mean? They would interact with me. They would laugh when I would speak to them because they thought that was funny, but they would not leave. They would not leave, and I needed money, so I'll take the homophobia for the check. I was like, well, I'm not going back out. You know
how long
what I mean?
Did you do?
I did a whole hour.
Oh my God!
I did the whole hour. I tried to buy some of them shots. They didn't want my gay shots. They didn't want nothing. The women, I tried to like at the end. I was like, thank you so much for staying. They wanted no parts of me. They thought I was. There was one guy that was like. Talking to me, but he was thinking like, you're not really gay. And it's like, sir.
Like he was hitting on you, good thing?
My strap is in my purse right now. I'm gay. I'm definitely.
I've done the research.
I'm definitely a homosexual. Yeah, but it was scary because I was like, anything can happen. But also it was like, disappointing black people is a different type of disappointment.
you feel like you let down
your ancestors. Yeah. You're like, Sojourner Truth is rolling over in her grave. Harriet Tubman did not free slaves for this, for me to bomb in Detroit at the House of Comedy. And so that was the first night. So then the next day, I tell my agent, I'm like, I'm in... turmoil. I'm just like, I gotta leave. I gotta get on the next flight out of here. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna talk to them. You don't have to do tonight. And I said, oh no, I'm gonna need that money. I'm gonna need to go in to back. I said, I'm gonna
you
go.
Went back? You
oh,
did
yeah,
another
no.
set?
I needed the bag. Yeah, and it wasn't even a bag. It wasn't even a bag. And they were like, this is so funny because the girl who was here last week, it was a snowstorm. So we had to cancel one of her shows. And then the next day, like 15 people showed up. It was embarrassing. I said, so y'all hate women. I was like, House of Comedy hates women. So it's not just me.
Is House of Comedy a big Detroit?
Yeah, yeah. No,
the worst show I did on my tour in North America was Detroit.
I believe it.
Toughest audience.
Oh, absolutely.
Toughest audience. Philly and Detroit were tough.
No, I love Philly. Philly let me down.
Philly was tough. I might have just been off, but Detroit was tough. They didn't want to know what I was selling.
When I tell you they did not leave, it was like, you hate me, leave. They were said, no, I pay my money. I'm going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I looked in their eyes and they were like, no, we're staying until you drop the mic. I think they wanted to bully me into stopping. And I said, oh, I'm doing my whole hour.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. We're doing, and They were like, one woman walked out. She's like, I'm going to pray for you. I really am. I really am going to pray. And I said, man, all right. But the next day, I did two shows, and they were great. I talked to the people up top. I said, no, we're not doing what we did last night. I don't know if you were here last night. I'm sure you weren't. But I am gay. We're starting up top. I am gay. If you do not like gays or blacks or women, get the fuck out.
Yeah, good.
And they all clapped and they were happy about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like wild horses. You just got to be like,
I'm not doing this with y'all. And I said, I'm putting my phone on live. So anything happen, I'm going viral. I'm going viral and you're seeing your face. And you won't be able to go to your post office after this.
Good.
I will ruin your supermarket experience if you fuck with me. And they got it together and they were happy.
You should do that all the time. You should say that as a disclaimer.
But I didn't want to do that. I was like,
you don't want to have to do that. Why do you have to do that?
You paid to have a good time. Why?
Yeah.
Anywho, so that bomb, it shook me to my core.
Yeah, that'll wake you up.
I said, oh, I need to go work at the DMV. This is not for me. I'm not a comedian.
You wanna quit.
I'm bad. I'm bad.
No. Then you can't. That's isolated as.
And someone messaged me and they were like, you handled it so well. And even if you were not doing well, I was going to stay the whole show. I said, all right, sis, that didn't help. That didn't help me. You're letting me know. Oh, so it was bad, but you handled it quite well. Thanks. Grace. I had grace. That one, I was like, I don't think I'll ever be back to Detroit. I think I'm good on Detroit.
That might have been a fluke. I did the Eric Andre show live in Detroit one time, and there was like a fist fight on stage.
That feels like Eric Andre vibe.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Like, it was actually
that
cool.
Actually pairs
well.
Me and
Byron Bowers were on stage dying laughing.
Someone throwing them bows with Eric Andre in the background. That I would love to see the graphic for that. Did you videotape it?
No, this is an early tour. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. It like escalated quickly.
I mean, it happens because you just don't expect such foolishness.
It was a white kid on stage that said something to a black guy in the audience. And like, the white kid didn't say anything racist, but I think he was trying to like be like ironic and like be funny too. And the guy was like, are you talking shit about me?
Yeah.
Fuck you. And jumped on stage. It was just like,
Detroit ain't it.
Like, in the middle of an interview, me and Byron were like, what?
And Byron is the funniest for that to happen because
he's dying
laughing. Facial expressions and like he might even egg some shit on.
Yeah, too. Oh yeah, yeah. He didn't help.
Yeah, no. He was I love this. He lives for this. Yeah. Down. He's like, why would we stop this? This is good.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
Shit.
So yeah, that one, you need a good bomb to shake you and then make you be like, I gotta go back to the drawing board, I gotta write again, I gotta, you know, delete my ex's number, stuff like that.
With Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Eric Andre. What is the worst bomb you've ever seen, and what's the most wasted you've been on stage?
The most wasted I've gotten, I was doing a show with my best friend, Marie Faustin. She's so funny. She's the best. It was called The Warm Up, and it was at Karma Lounge, which is a hookah bar. And it was like our first show, and I'm about like 4 or 5 Patron shots in, and it's packed. There's smoke. Hot people in the Christian Louboutins, and it's a good time. The show is great. Our headliner, or important person, Sheng Wang.
I love Sheng Wang.
Incredible. This is when Sheng Wang had short hair.
Oh, yeah.
And
the early Sheng
Wang. He's just so cool.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
I didn't even recognize him the second time I saw him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's coolest guy. Protection.
So cool. Me, when I tell you, it was the worst intro I've ever could have possibly given anybody, and I was like, and he's Asian. And,
oh, no. You know, slur.
Yeah, slur. Stop Asian hate. There was literally no reason
and
for
he's
me to
Asian,
say
y'all. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
And I had just started, I was like new to comedy anyway. And so he gets up and he's like, okay. No. Like, he handled it well. And then we passed the tip bucket and they was throwing tons of money in the bucket. We pay him $100. He was not expecting to get no money from bum-ass show. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, have me back. He'll take a little foolish intro for $100.
So he was cool with it.
Yeah, he was like, whatever. No, I messaged him and I said, I'm so sorry. This is fucked up. But
It wasn't great.
I felt awful. And the room was like, you're
I hate
an idiot.
When comedians went, all right, next guys, we got a lady coming to the stage.
Yeah.
Runs into that. And then the audience is like, I wouldn't feel weird about that, but now I do.
Yeah.
So now she has to dig herself out of a fucking hole.
Mm-hmm.
I have a booger in my eye.
I see the booger. It's coming out. It's like, I would like to be a special guest.
That looks like I got a pink eye.
Yeah, you're.
I can't
it's
drink
coming.
For a month.
It's coming. Wow, you have nice hands.
Thank
and you.
You
have good nail beds. Me
people
hitting on Eric Andre
people,
in the flesh.
People know me for my
nail beds.
I'm known for my nail beds.
Ladies,
I know what a nail bed is.
You guys don't know what a lot of things are, and you love it.
I don't know if we love it. So sick of the anxiety.
It's hard.
It's punishing.
I will say,
I can't take it anymore.
I think it actually is the reason why I'm not further along in my career.
The anxiety?
Anxiety and the self-sabotage and the, like, it's just too much going on. It's like when you...
I think every single comedian has anxiety and depression.
I don't know. Some people know how to
channel it. Name one comedian that doesn't have... Name one successful comedian that isn't riddled with anxiety or depression.
I don't know.
Any writer. Name a single writer.
It's crazy. I was just on the phone with her. Michelle Buteau. I feel like
Michelle has horrendous anxiety.
Even if she does,
horrendous.
I can't tell.
And I say that as one of her best friends.
I can't tell. She and
you
like
can't
she's,
tell because we learn how to mask it.
She's always loving light and like every show
of course,
I've been on with her and like even just hanging out, I'm like, she's just incredible.
She's pretty bad anxiety.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of your brain. It's fine. It's like every living creature has anxiety.
Being on the prescription fucking helped tremendously.
Yeah, I gotta
but
get that shit.
I didn't have anxiety until I got sober. Didn't know that I was probably masking it because...
Did you have it when you were a little kid?
No, but I also was pretty odd as a little kid.
Yeah, well, what sense?
I didn't have no...
You didn't have friends.
No friends.
Jehovah's Witness.
I was not Jehovah's Witness. Stop it. I was not knocking on doors.
You didn't have any birthday parties.
I had a few, but they weren't big on that. That wasn't their thing.
Really? That's a Baptist Methodist thing?
I don't know. It was just like old school. Like, we've been through it all. We don't need all of this. Like, all you need is like shelter, clothes on your back, food in your mouth.
Wow.
What do you need?
Salt of the earth.
What do you need? Disney World.
This is your aunt and uncle saying this?
Yeah.
I got to meet them.
Yeah, they're gone. They're in a better place.
Oh, they passed away. I'm sorry to hear that.
So long ago.
Okay.
So long. They passed away while I was, when I was waitressing. And
how old are you?
I think like 28, 29. My uncle, my great uncle, my uncle Papa, he passed. He passed right after college. So I was like, I don't know, like 20, 22, 21 or something like that. But I got my job as a waitress or whatever. And I was making a lot of money. And me and my mom had a big falling out because I didn't finish college. So I go to his funeral and my mother is trying to embarrass me at his funeral. And I owed her like $800 because of a singular... Remember Singular, the phone bill?
Is she a young mom? What's the age difference?
No, she had me when she was like in her 30s, like 34.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but she was trying to embarrass me at the funeral. And so I pulled out $800. I made it rain at the funeral. And I was like, bitch, here's your money. And honestly, it was highlight of my life. But then we almost fought at Hometown Buffet.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, it was, it was very Detroit of us.
Your mom's intense.
Well, she's also in a better place now. But
oh, my God. No. I'm fucking striking out. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm a morbid person, so this is nothing for me.
I'm sorry.
No. This is good. I love it. The kid asked me about another problem. Like, he's dead, too. all my exes dead. No. Yeah, we didn't have, like, birthday parties or whatever. So, now growing up, it's a bigger thing to, like, celebrate a birthday because we can. I think they also didn't. They couldn't spend too much money on birthdays. So it wasn't a big deal for them. But now it's like, as an adult, it's like, yeah, let's get the cake. That's like $200. Let's go.
Do you think you're ever going to settle down and have kids and stuff?
Not having kids. I ain't doing it.
You don't want to do it?
No. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, too many fucked up people are having kids.
That is correct.
Too many.
But I think you're not a fucked up person.
Genetically.
You don't want to pass it down. Yeah, I think about that.
They don't
I'm
that.
Like, I don't want to give this to anybody.
Yeah, no. I don't care. And a lot of people be like, I want to make a little me because you might look the part, but inside you are absolute Staten Island garbage. Yeah. You should be nowhere near sperm and eggs to make anything.
I know, but doesn't it deepen your experience on this earth?
What?
Having kids, raising kids, aren't you supposed to do it?
The more and more I get older, the more and more I'm like, yo, there's so many lost souls out here.
Yeah.
Because somebody was like, I think I should have a family and I got a legacy.
Yeah.
You can't even read out loud. What is your legacy? No. I think the people who, and I have friends who have kids and I'm like, oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
You were supposed to have kids.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that I'm like, absolutely not. No way. You should be far away. Your dick should be away from no. Take it off. You shouldn't be using it. Your sperm, suck it out. Get a vasectomy. Take it. No, no good. You know who's really good with that? Like, I see him with his Langston Kerman with his daughter.
He has kids? He has a daughter?
When I see it, him and his wife, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys, Michelle Buteau with her kids and her husband, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And it's some of it is just like, you know, just access, people preparing, like not just having babies on a whim or whatever. But, and then I meet people who I'm like, they are good people, but they genes, it's all shook up.
Yeah.
Somebody did the eight ball and just.
You could adopt.
Nah, if I'm adopting, they gotta be 25. I'm adopting a friend. That's all I'm doing. I want somebody grown. We going out. You paying for your food. You already on the way to being successful, and then I could just put clip on it. Be like, this is my baby. Like, I don't know.
Bobby with Eric Andre.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Stadtsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Eric Andre.
I was a demon child.
You?
I was a demon.
Me too. I burned my house down.
What? What do you mean?
By accident.
Oh,
sorry.
I didn't mean like that. I just like Ninja Turtle cereal. It was hyper.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Tell us
okay,
more.
Okay, it's time.
Let's go out on this. This is the grand finale. Wow. This is everything. I'm not going to use the rest of the podcast.
No.
I have my gym. You burned your house down?
By accident. By accident.
I'm not saying it's a purpose, but you are an arsonist.
I'm going to say exactly.
How old were you?
I was 11.
What happened?
The thing is that, right? Like, that's what I'm talking about. When you have kids and you're not, like, my aunt and uncles did the best that they could, right? But
you knocked over a candle or something?
No. I wish it was that.
What were you doing? You're playing with gasoline in the house?
No. I, like, lit, like, a cigar, plastic cigar, and...
plastic cigar?
I don't know if people know, but when plastic is on fire, it melts. I did not know that as a kid.
Okay.
So it went into a bag of newspapers.
Okay.
Because they were hoarders. There was just like papers from the Reagan era, like the Jet magazines everywhere, like old heirlooms, like Chotsky stuff, like that
a fire waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were like,
yeah.
I did great in sixth grade today.
Yes.
Time to have a cigar.
Yep. That's what happened. And I was so...
It burned the whole house down?
Half of it.
That's crazy. So it was a massive fire.
It was pretty bad.
Where were you?
The news came.
Oh, fuck. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So your first credit. Coming to the stage.
Channel better. Yeah. Truly. It was...
Comedian arsonist.
Comedian arsonist. I'm going to put that in my bio now.
Wait a minute.
Somebody could have died for sure, and they didn't.
Where were they?
They were in the back of...
That's wild. You have a wild life.
The fact that I... And this is a problem. I have
so you saw Wait Until You Exhale and set it off, and you were like, that normal.
I was before Wait Until Exhale. That bitch learned from me, okay? It is trash. I started that.
You have a fucking wild life.
Yeah, it was wild. It's crazy that I divulge all this for free.
Do you talk about all this on stage?
I have a solo show called How to Start a Fire, and it's all these childhood stories and then the fire.
You have a wild life.
I do. I admit that. But I think, like...
It's cool.
Yeah, I think this is cool to talk about. Do I think I need to have a kid? No. No. I have experience for a book,
yeah.
For a show,
yeah.
And
you got a show.
I stand in solidarity.
You need
WGA,
a TV show.
SAG. I'm
Yeah, yeah.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do have like entertainment purposes, but it, within you're like, damn, bitch, you've been through some shit. Like you've
lived a thousand lives.
So many.
Do you have your own show?
Do I have my own show? What do you mean?
You need a TV show.
Presents Eric Andre?
Sure, whatever. I'll be the wacky next door neighbor.
I mean,
anytime. I'll be the super in the building.
Honestly, there's something for you. There's so many things that you can be in.
I'll be one of the guys that you burned the house down of.
No.
How's your sleep? That's the last question I have.
You know, I think right now.
How many hours a night are we talking?
Right now, I'm also going through a breakup. So.
Oh no.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Look at me.
It's the woman I met. It's the woman I met the other night at the slipper room.
No, that was get the fuck out of here. That's crazy. She is my intern, but she's a big fan of you.
You were dating her.
You were
all awkward
girl?
When you walked up. Yeah, you were all mad awkward when you walked up. So I was like, oh, she's on a date.
That young girl?
Yeah, yeah.
That young beige woman?
Yes, I was. Eric? I was surprised, but not surprised. And you were being awkward, so I was like,
Eric.
I was like, there's something. I was like, she's on a date, and
she feels
weird about it.
It was only because I
you
know
crushed.
That,
by
I
the way,
she was a fan.
I stunk it up.
She was a fan, and so I didn't.
Oh,
wanna...
you were being weird, and I was like, she's that's a first
no,
date
she
or something.
She like loves you, and I wanted. To
and
make
I went.
Sure.
This is what I went. Oh, that's her type.
I love my good sis Molly. You know I'm here for you, but that is that young girl.
I don't see age. That's how progressive I am.
No, that's how a straight man you are. What is age? What is age? It's all about energy. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, thank you. Not my type, honey.
I thought that was your girlfriend or you guys were starting to date because you're usually very like, hey, how are you? Da, da, da. But you were being like awkward.
She was
you
carrying
were like,
a tote bag. You think I would date somebody
being,
with a tote bag?
You were being weird. There's something in the air.
I give tote bag energy.
There's something in the air that night.
Oh,
I don't
know. She had
you were
a
being
hair clip.
You were being awkward.
I'm not dating nobody with a hair
And then you
clip.
Crushed. So, but I thought that it was, there was something going on. But that, Eric, and then you said breakup. I was like, oh, they were breaking up. That's what that energy was.
I can't wait to tell her. I can't wait. She has a. She
I
has,
saw what I saw. That's all I got to say, Cindy.
She has a, she had, I have to show you the picture that she has on, she had on her wall of you.
It Me? Was like a. She didn't even act like she knew. She was like, hey, what's up?
Cause I've already schooled her like, hey, when you see somebody, you don't know them. You not pressed.
Oh, no.
Don't
she could have. She could have. Oh, nah, that's fine.
That's what you say. And then the kids get real comfortable. And then they in your DMs like, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
I'll see you at a party. No,
they
no,
say
no, no,
crazy
no, no, no.
Shit to me.
We're very professional. Me. Very
oh,
professional.
Well, thank you.
Molly.
Okay.
Not my type. My girl. Wakanda forever.
Okay. Well, there's no judgments here.
White
I just
Wanda, thought, Wakanda forever.
I didn't know. I was. There was
She's
a weird,
also Jewish.
Okay, should I though?
Yeah, shalom.
Like you just throwing that out there.
I just,
an Asian comedian.
Wow, Eric, I didn't know I was going to have this much fun. This is crazy.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. And I'm sorry you're going through some heartache.
So many deaths
I
in
think
breakups.
Yeah, deaths and breakups. But I have a faith. You
Title of my memoir. When it's time to get back to the drawing board, FX, Deaths and Breakups by Sydney Washington.
No, your title of your memoir should be like, so this guy's Asian, yeah, and no, it should be Shang Wang in the corner shrugging his shoulders.
Oh my God. Love Shang.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Eric Andre.
Hey, before you go, I want to let you know I got a new book out that I wrote with my friend Dan Curry. It is called Dumb Ideas, a behind-the-scenes expose on making pranks and other stupid creative endeavors and how you can also too. It's out now and you can get it anywhere you buy books or audiobooks. Now here's a special clip from the audiobook just for you. Years ago, an Eric Andre fan came up to me on a Brooklyn street. I was getting ready to film a prank at an auto repair place. For this specific bit, I was dressed normcore. Just a t-shirt and jeans versus being a giant human potato, for example. Hidden camera filmmaking means you have a hidden crew. So when I'm about to go in the kill zone and perform a prank, my crew is completely invisible. So to this fan, I just looked like I was lurking by my car on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Little did he know, I was waiting for my cameras to get set and for my first AD to secretly and covertly cue my entrance. My first AD walked up with a secret nod. I said bye to the fan, hopped in my shitty car, rolled up to the mechanics, started chatting him up, then started bashing the shit out of my car with a hammer, all while asking, how much is it to fix this? Boom! How much is it to fix this? Smash! What about this? Bang! The marks were shocked at what I was doing to my mediocre automobile. Mid-prank on my third hammer swing, I accidentally thrusted my hand through the car window and sliced it to shreds. I was bleeding everywhere. I knew I needed stitches, but the adrenaline kept me going. The whole time this prank was going down, the fan was in the deep background, jaw-dropped, shitting bricks. To him, it just looked like I was doing this crazy anarchic violence in my private life. Talking to him like a mild-mannered civilian one second, then going into a psychotic rage at an auto repair shop a minute later. This guy got to live the show in real time. To him, I was really that loco year-round. Like, I fucking lived it, man. I walked the walk. Little does he know that I am a total suburban pussy. I meditate, journal, drink chamomile tea, and go to bed at 9:30 p.m. I'm definitely let down when fans meet me. I remember living in Toronto for a few months filming Man Seeking Woman. I was getting lunch, waiting in line, about to order a banh mi sandwich. This kid behind me recognized me. Holy shit, you're Eric Andre! 10 decibels too loud. And it was 11:30 a.m., so I was like, wah, not fully with it yet, craving delicious Vietnamese meats. The fan couldn't process why I was so boring and doing such a mundane pedestrian task like buying a sandwich on my Tuesday lunch break. He looked at me confused, perplexed, nonplussed. A furrowed brow splashed across his forehead. Then he just started hitting me like his TV broke. Bap, bap, bap! Hit me in the arm and the back. Ah, it fucking hurt. Then he screamed, wah, wah, an attempt to get me to warm up. His real-life Eric Andre doll was running out of batteries and needed to start breaking something in this restaurant quick. I stood there nervously giggling. The confused Vietnamese women behind the counter were just like, please pay us 12 bucks. Then my fan walked away with a frown. As I was writing this very book you're reading, I just left a coffee shop in Manhattan as a fan walked by and started hovering near me, trying to get my attention. As soon as I looked up, he forced himself to vomit all near my new blue shoes. I closed my laptop and ran into an Uber. He continued vomiting and said, Eric, I love you, barf. I've created quite a nice little version of hell for myself. Back to the Brooklyn guy. He left before we finished the prank, so he didn't even see us reveal the cameras or beg for release forms. I just remember him laughing and rubbing his temples as he walked away. Random dude, if you're still out there, keep on believing I'm cuckoo. Because the truth is, I'm way more boring than you could ever imagine. Dancing machine! Get a friend with a prosthetic leg to join a dance competition. Fill his prosthetic leg with blood. Have him dance like a fool and have the leg fly off and blood pour out. Then he should say, shit, I danced too hard! Bombing with Eric Andre is brought to you by Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network and iHeart Podcast. Executive produced by Hans Sani and Olivia Aguilar. Edited and sound designed by Andy Harris. Our art is by Dylan Vanderberg. And if you want to confess to your own bombing moments or give us a shout out, go rate us 5 stars and drop a review on your podcast app of choice. Write about your own stories of bombing at life. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can also subscribe to Big Money Players Diamond to get exclusive bonus content with every episode and listen to all my episodes ad-free. Bye!
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.